This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We had some news last night from the world.
How does about last night start? Does it start with last night?
Starts with last night's news from the world of baseball. And this isn't even us getting into Rob Manfred's comments on the Dodgers yesterday. This is Guardians press Chris Antonetti yesterday. Talking about the offseason, talking about some of the moves the Guardians are making or have made in the past. And it's been a plentiful offseason, not so much for the lineup, but for the pitching staff, some additions. And Antonetti saying that's the gist of the Guardians' plan.
One of our primary goals going into the offseason was really to supplement our pitching at every turn. And so we feel throughout the course of the offseason we've been able to add a number of pitchers to the already exciting mix of guys that we had here. And we're excited to see that group come in and compete and earn spots on our team.
Audio courtesy of MLB Network.
Brought in a reliever everybody thought was a coach when they were scrolling on social media. All right. Again, I can't say much. You'll end up being the leader in the division and all that stuff. So I'm going to get my shots in now.
A two-time Tommy John recipient.
Yeah, a guy who they're going to give $1 million to. What a business. They're going to give him $1 million, and if he pitches, I think, what, he gets $7 million? Not if he just pitches once. Like, if he's in the season, he can get seven.
The question is, had I have heard
$1 million
of John Means before?
No, you haven't.
I had
heard of him.
Heard of him.
Wow.
He was one that I had heard of. For those who don't know.
How did you hear of John Means?
A couple weeks ago, I had begged the question of whether or not I was going to hear of any of the targets of the Guardians offseason. And so far, it was like 0-4.
Well, he brought up Vlad Guerrero Jr.
I've heard of him, yes.
Mitch brought him up. But I'm sure you've heard of him.
This didn't count. That wasn't an offseason move. That would be a potential
now
trade deadline.
Now you're 1-5, which is 200, which means you could play right field.
If I'm hitting home runs, I'm okay.
This guy wanted to offer up Jackenzie Noel for him.
Not automatically, but if we get to a point in the season where it's viable for a short-term deal, then
summer stock mostly.
He's a second-year player compared to a multiple-time All-Star.
I did some acting in my day.
Yeah, I saw the director sent me your movie. He had a heck of a scene there. I remember that. So,
you made me do this, you bitch!
There you go.
Good, Mitch. Good for you. Let's go.
Well, we had Tom Friend yesterday on overtime. We'll get to overtime later on in just a bit. But he was on with Spencer German last night, the man who helped break the news of the WNBA possibly coming to Cleveland. And Friend talking about the factors that led to Cleveland possibly getting a new rebirthed Rockers team.
This is an organization that is on the upswing. It's just a really positive franchise. So that's the main thing. Dan Gilbert has a very good relationship with the NBA. I think his relationship with Adam Silver is really strong. He came in with a really high bid, roughly $250 million. Now, I think these teams that come into the league now, they're going to have either an NBA infrastructure or an owner who has some affiliation with the NBA. And then the fact that facilities, they're building this peak performance facility for the Cavaliers, and then the Rockers will move into where the Cavaliers are now, their training facility in Independence. So it just all kind of falls in line. They're just the right time for them.
Well, that's a really good point by Tom Friend, a longtime WNBA writer, an NBA writer as well. With that big arena, the infrastructure, what he says, like, yeah, it really actually makes a ton of sense. Because it was like, well, they had the rockers before. Are they really going to have the rockers again? It didn't work the first time. And we would bring it up, and there would be a lot of people like Kenny telling, that's a pie-in-the-sky idea. But there's so many underrated things. Because I think a lot of people, I have not seen the construction yet down there of this, what, 230-some thousand square feet?
Complex.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive
They've
building.
Started, but yeah.
Yes, it's going to be a very large building when it's done. So when this team gets here... And what, 27 or 28? 28,
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be ready to do it. And I think that what Tom Friend says is right.
Well, you can't compare anything that's happening now in women's sports, women's basketball, to when they launched the WNBA. You know, obviously that was completely subsidized by the NBA. They didn't make any money. In fact, they were probably a drain on the NBA's resources. Now, the reason that these owners want to get in on this is because they're all seeing how much money there is in women's sports, women's merchandise, women's apparel. At the youth levels, women's sports
There's
are profitable. So this is trending in a direction that I think a lot of entrepreneurs are like, hey, we want to make some money. The question is, like anything, how much money is there to be made? Like gaming has been having having a moment, right? I mean, when I go down to Akron to go do their football games, I walk through.
Yeah, that first room is amazing.
It's all these kids playing video games.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And they have their team, and what, don't the Cavs have an affiliated gaming team? In the end, how much money is there going to be with that? I don't know. That's not.
They're going to see how much they can make with it, though.
Right, so for women's, though, yes, Caitlin Clark, she's going to sell out. They're going to, wherever the games are going to be played, the Caitlin Clark game will be played in the biggest venue in all these cities.
Indeed.
That can host it, because she is going to sell out. The question is, what are you doing when Caitlin Clark isn't there? are the other women, are they drafting off of Caitlin Clark, and is it working? It's still too early to be seen, but last year the women's college basketball tournament did higher numbers than the men's. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever thought that was possible in a million years. That was because of Caitlin Clark. Yeah. Is this going to translate at the next level?
I still, obviously, it's still yet to be seen. I mean, you are talking about Caitlin Clark and who's a megastar, and you're also with noted brands like the Iowa Hawkeyes. There's a lot of teams, yeah, where it's like, okay, I have to familiarize myself. And you could probably name a few teams off the top of your head, but you're not naming the whole league like you can with other sports. It might take a minute. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned college hoops last night. A new long-running winning streak in the state of Ohio, and this one especially applies to Ken.
You can book this one to John Gross and the Akron Zips. It's a 10-point, 73-63 win over the Huskies of Northern Illinois. That's 14 wins in a row. It is the longest in D1 college hoops.
Audio courtesy of ESPN+. Plus. It's Michael Ragai and our own Jeff Phelps.
Reg, baby. They retired Enrique Freeman's number at halftime. Yet. And I think they did hang the banner the right way, unlike the young man from Illinois, where they hung the banner upside down by accident. They were down at halftime. I watched that game against Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is 5-20 overall going into that game, and 1-11 in the MAC. But they were able to turn it around and get the win.
That's a you get to this time of the year when you see teams that have this kind of a record. I mean, they are 21-5, and obviously haven't lost in the MAC. And yet, how many more wins do they need before they would get ranked? They're not in the top 25. They're not even in the others receiving votes.
They're playing the MAC.
I know. They're not getting a ton of credit.
The MAC has always been a disrespected league.
For this. But when you see teams this time of year that have that kind of a record, you start to pick them in your bracket.
Should we leave the MAC and go to the A-10?
Well, Northern Illinois left the MAC to go somewhere else.
Reckless speculation.
Appreciate. I'm very fond of the people at the MAC and Dr. John Steinbrecher. Go ahead.
Even on the net standings, they're pretty low right now. And finally, some news broke during yesterday's edition of the Afternoon Drive. A big congratulations to the newest host of the night show here on 92.3 The Fan, Mr. Jake Volnick. A congratulations
to
him.
All right, Jake. Happy for Jake, man.
The prodigy. I'm calling him the prodigy because I didn't realize how young he was until Peter Lim brought it up.
How old is he?
23?
Yep.
That show, in the right hands, could be a springboard. And I have a lot of faith in that young man. I like Jake. He's a hard worker. He does wear sweatpants.
Does that continue?
I'm noted to not be a fan of. But you know what? We're all different people.
He wasn't in a full suit yesterday?
We're all different people. And I appreciate Jake and his efforts and his hard work. And I think he's going to be a lot of fun. And I look forward to watching his career blossom.
Kenny, at 23, where were you?
I was working at a radio station in Akron, a cluster of them, and I was unloading trucks. I think I just met Liz.
At 23, I was managing Berkshire Hills Country Club and Resort, golf course to the stars, and also then leaving there immediately on Fridays after I sent the leagues out to go over to Geppetto's, where I would be delivering pizza, and I was flush with cash. If you ever wanted to rob somebody, at no point did I have under $400 cash. People must have thought I was a drug dealer.
You had all that cash, you weren't dealing
so
drugs.
So stupid. So
really?
Stupid.
You had all that cash, you never dealt drugs?
More the purchaser than the dealer.
Oh. And that's why you and I are different.
Wow.
You see, it's always the yin and the yang, no matter what.
I was on my third wife.
Ah.
Only third?
Those ones were overseas. That didn't count,
they don't
though.
Count.
I miss
don't
having
count.
That cash.
Good for Jake. Congratulations to Jake. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing him. I want to talk to Jake.
Will Jake ever have $400 cash in the reserves with this job?
Well, he's got to start doing speculation.
He's going to have to start doing what I did when I was 13 years old while he's doing this job.
Got to get a moped.
Yeah. Hey, I was pretty good at it. You know, the delivery, you could charge him whatever if they didn't have to come to you.
It's really about the duffel bags and how many you have, where you place them on your body.
Well, you remember, you have to have two guys up front in the car with you with guns. But, you know, that's a story for the podcast we already told. And you can find that in the archives, 92.3thefan.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.